Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a low-end pressure jungle chop. The goal here is to make a break that hits hard, moves with energy, and still leaves room for a rolling DNB sub. We are not just chopping a loop and calling it done. We're shaping a living drum part that can carry a full drop, evolve over 16 to 32 bars, and keep the mix tight while still sounding dirty and alive. First, think about the kind of break you want. You're looking for something with a strong snare, clear kick transients, and enough room tone to feel human. Amen. Think Apache or any dusty funk break with personality are great starting points. If the break is too clean, it can feel sterile. If it's too muddy, it'll fight the bass. So aim for character with control. Drag the break into Ableton and get it lined up properly. Turn warp on, and usually beats mode is the best choice if you want punch and transient detail. If the sample needs more tonal preservation, you can try Complex Pro, but for most jungle chopping, beats is the move. Make sure the first transient lands cleanly on the grid. Now here's the more flexible approach. Instead of just looping the audio, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient if you want natural chop points, or use 1/8 or 1/16 if you want stricter rhythmic control. Ableton will build a drum rack for you, which gives you proper performance style access to each hit. That's where the fun starts, because now you're not just playing a break, you're rearranging it. Build a 2-bar MIDI clip and sketch the core pattern. A strong jungle foundation usually has the snare landing on 2 and 4, with kick pickups leading into those backbeats, plus ghost notes and hat flurries to keep the motion flowing. Don't think of it as a single loop. Think of it as a conversation. One chop answers the next chop. Bar 1 sets up the idea. Bar 2 reacts to it and adds variation. A good starting shape might be a kick on the 1, a ghost hit before the 2, the main snare on 2, a quick hat slice after it, then another kick or snare combo leading into 3, and the main snare again on 4. On bar 2, change the rhythm a little, add a reverse slice, a tiny fill, or a different ghost pattern. The more it sounds like a repeating phrase with small surprises, the more it feels like real jungle. Now let's humanize it. Perfect grid placement can kill the vibe fast. Shift a few ghost notes slightly late. Put some hat slices just ahead of the beat. Vary the velocities so the accents feel intentional. A good velocity range is around 110 to 127 for the main snare, 35 to 70 for ghost notes, and 50 to 90 for hats. You want strong contrast. The listener should feel the groove breathing, not hear a machine endlessly repeating the same hit. You can also use groove pool if you want a touch of swing. Something subtle, like an MPC-style 16 swing, can give the break a little human lean without making the DNB lose its drive. The key word is subtle. If the swing is too heavy, the rhythm can start to sag instead of push. Next, process the break with stock Ableton tools. A clean starting chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor, and utility. You're not trying to crush the break. You're trying to give it weight, shape, and attitude. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out subrumble. If the break feels muddy, cut a bit in the 180 to 350 Hz zone. If it needs more bite, add a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep it focused. Every EQ move should serve the groove. Then try drum bus. A little drive goes a long way. Light to medium crunch can add grit and presence, and a bit of transient emphasis can help the break speak more clearly. Be careful with the boom control. Since this lesson is all about low-end pressure, you don't want the break building a second fake sub underneath your actual bass. After that, saturator can add some real attitude. Turn on soft clip, push a couple dB of drive, and if you want extra grime, try analog clip. This is one of those places where a small move can make the break sound much more expensive and aggressive. Then use compressor just for glue. Keep the ratio moderate, maybe 2 to 4 to 1, with a slightly slower attack so the transient punch gets through. Release can be auto or somewhere in the 50 to 120 millisecond range. You want the break to feel held together, not flattened. Use utility last to check width and mono compatibility. If the low end feels too wide, narrow it a bit. Jungle and DNB usually hit harder when the low stuff is focused and centered. Now we bring in movement. This is where the chop starts feeling alive instead of just processed. Auto filter is a great first option. Put it on the break or on a return, set it to low pass, and use a subtle LFO sync to a quarter note or eighth note. Keep the resonance controlled. Then automate the cutoff over 8 or 16 bars so the break opens up as the drop develops. This adds motion without distracting from the rhythm. If you want the movement to react dynamically, envelope follower is another strong option. You can map it to filter cutoff, saturation drive, or gain, so the brake can subtly push itself or respond to another element that can create a really cool low-end pressure effect, where the energy of the drums seems to drive the modulation. Shaper is also useful if you want rhythmic amplitude movement. A gentle tremolo-style curve can add extra life to hats or top-end chops. This is especially effective when you want modern precision over a vintage sample. It gives the brake a programmed pulse without losing the organic feel. Now let's protect the bass space. This part matters a lot. Your sub should be the anchor. Keep it simple, usually a sine or near sine, mono, and clean below 120 Hz. The brake should carry punch and character, not true sub weight. High pass the brake, so it doesn't collide with the bass, and if necessary, make a second gentle cut somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz if the sample is still too heavy. The goal is to let the sub own the lowest octave, while the brake frames it with movement and impact. A really good habit here is to check the groove at low volume. If the chop still feels like it's pushing when turned down, then the rhythm, spacing, and accents are working. If it disappears completely, you may be relying too much on sheer loudness and not enough on pattern design. To make the drums hit harder, layer in complementary hits. Add a focused snare layer, a tight kick layer, crisp hat one-shots, or a rim accent if needed. The break gives you the soul. The clean layers give you the punch. You can use simpler for one-shots or drum rack if you want more hands-on pad control. This is one of the classic drum and bass moves. Rough break character on top of clean modern impact underneath. Now think about arrangement. A jungle chop should evolve, not just loop forever. For a 16-bar section, try starting with a stripped intro for bars 1 to 4, where the break is filtered and lighter on the top. Bring in the full chop in bars 5 to 8, then add a variation and a fill in bars 9 to 12, and push it harder in bars 13 to 16 with reverse hits, snare rolls, or extra ghost notes. That simple progression keeps the section moving forward. Automation is your secret weapon here. Open the filter every 4 bars. Raise drum bus drive a little in later sections. Add reverb or delay sends only on specific fills. Remove low percussion in the last beat before a drop to make the return feel heavier. Small automation moves can create a bigger sense of energy than huge effects chains. For fills, keep them short and musical. A one-beat snare rush, a reversed slice into the next phrase, a quick 1/32 hat burst, or a delayed ghost hit can all do the job. The point is to keep the listener slightly off balance in a controlled way. That's the jungle vibe. It's forward motion with just enough chaos. Drums and bass need to feel like one system. If the bass is fighting the kick, use light sidechain compression on the bass from the kick or main drum bus. Keep it subtle. You usually want enough ducking to carve space, not so much that the whole track pumps obviously. In a lot of jungle and DNB, microspacing and transient control work better than huge pumping. Watch out for the common mistakes. Don't overload the low end. Don't make the chop too rigid. Don't overprocess it until the punch is gone. Don't repeat the exact same two-bar loop for the whole arrangement. And don't let the brake and bass both dominate the same frequency zone. Decide who owns the low end. Usually the sub wins, and the brake supports. If you want darker, heavier results, add short, controlled ambience on sends only. High pass the reverb return. Keep the decay short and use it sparingly. You can also build a parallel dirt bus with saturator, EQ8, and maybe a little redux for extra grit. Blend that under the main drums for attitude without destroying clarity. Another advanced trick is resampling. Once the groove is bouncing, print it to audio, then rechop it. That can give you unexpected edits, weird fills, and signature moments that feel more like real jungle production culture. Often the best ideas come after the first pass. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 4-bar loop using one break sliced into a drum rack. Make a 2-bar main pattern, duplicate it, and vary bar 4 with a fill. Add EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Then automate auto-filter cutoff opening over the 4 bars. If you want the bonus challenge, add a simple sub line that only lands on the strongest drum moments. Ask yourself whether the break still feels heavy when the sub comes in, whether there's enough space for the kick, and whether the pattern evolves by the end of bar 4. The big takeaway is this: a strong low-end pressure jungle chop is about motion, control, and conversation. The break should feel alive. The bass should feel anchored. The arrangement should keep unfolding. When those pieces lock together, you get that classic jungle energy with modern Ableton precision. Heavy, clean, skittery, and dangerous in the best way. If you want, I can also turn this into a session checklist, a drum rack map, or a bar-by-bar pattern example.